KR4ACR.
And 4ZLK, how are you?
Doing okay. I kept trying to find a time to jump in there since this morning when you were talking to that guy about the Spartanburg repeater. But just so you know, it's 147.315.
7.315, I appreciate that. And I think you said there was a tone, right?
123.
Heard that one before, and I may even have that one programmed into my radio at home. But I don't think I have it in this one or my personal truck radio.
Yeah, and it's located on the ETV, 600-foot ETV tower down at Camp Crawl.
Well, you're just a man full of information today. I appreciate that.
Yeah, useless information.
You asked the question and you had the answer, so can't be all that useless.
Hearts repeaters on that same tower.
Well, I know I can reach that one. I hear I've got the Spartanburg one for the SC Hearts program in my radio at home, so I know I have no issue there.
I mean, I can hear it pretty good in Greenville, wherever I'm at, for the most part.
Out and about too today.
All over the upstate. I'm getting off at 14 right now. I got a delivery at Bosch and Lomb up here on Pelham Road.
Have to drive around on those roads for work. I have before made a couple of pickups on Pelham Road and had to take 85 to get there. And if 85 was backed up, there really was no good way to get there except sit in traffic.
Reason it's flowing pretty good right now, but as a rule, it's not.
It's all on that road, I think. Sometimes it can be clear when you think it would be backed up, and then backed up when you think it should be clear.
If they could ever make it big enough before it needs to be big enough.
It's kind of like down there in Atlanta. No matter how many lanes they widen it to, it's, by the time they get it done, it's not enough.
Second that notion, WW4JET.
Nice to hear you today. I don't know if you've met Terry, KR4ACR.
I meet your acquaintance, Matthew, here at WW4JET, located in northern Pickens County.
Yeah, Matthew, I'm the guy that actually talked to you on the Travers Rest repeater from an HT in Spartanburg that day.
Except that we lost it again. It's got some kind of intermittent SWR issue we're still working with.
I mean, I've talked to you before, but it was a different call sign that day.
Certainly appreciate the comeback that day. That was good information for signal propagation. We hope to get it back up soon. Appreciate that, though. I really do.
Is that the 725 machine? Yeah, I've got call letters for that one, too. I tried to bring that up one day. I guess it was down. But what kind of problems you guys have? You need a hand?
A full heliax replacement and a full antenna replacement, which has been done. But we got an issue with some spiking SWR now and then, and it's causing the repeater shutdown. So it's down until we resolve that, and it might need one more climb.
Yikes. Okay.
Getting into it too deep. We hope we get it resolved. This last time we got an idea what it could be. And have it up and running continuously once again.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah, I'd like to get on that. Got pretty good coverage. All right, guys, I'll let you chit-chat. I'm almost out of customer. KB2HXS.
F4ZLK.
All right, Shane. Catch you later.
Climbing on that tower.
Anderson, that's been helping us out in the GMRS world, and it's been very helpful. I can get you that info if you need it.
I'd like it too.
If you need it, I was just curious if you were doing it or if somebody local here was. No, I don't have any need.
Information to me, I'd appreciate it. KB2HXS.
So let me clear it with him online here, and I'll get back to you. But no, there's things I'd like to start doing in life at this age, at 63, and climbing towers isn't on the list.
Okay.
very into it.
And him, then.
Hey, Art, are never too old to start, are you?
The towers, me and him will watch you from down on the ground.
Heck, I had enough time navigating, getting in and out of a trailer. I spread mulch, and I was on my last load, and my leg caught up, and I fell yesterday, and let me tell you, I came real close to breaking an ankle.
I'm sorry. I'm glad you're all right.
I like doing it with the trailer because I could just pace myself, Shane, you know, get a couple trailer loads here, a couple there. Forget it. Now I'm going to just have them dump a load next time I need it because I'm not getting out of, you know, 100 times in and out of a trailer. Something's bound to happen.
What are you talking about?
It's a good-sized trailer. It's, I don't know, is it a 6x12 or something? But, and it holds a lot of mulch. I've used it a couple yards at a time, so I don't get... I'm not under the gun to get it all done, if you know what I mean. And then, but it's just getting in and out of that trailer, you know, and getting in and out, you know, shoveling it into the wheelbarrow. And that's where you do it 100 times, you're bound to screw up once, and I did yesterday.
Getting up and down is getting a little bit harder. I watched the video, speaking of tower or climbing, I watched a video from 1976 or something. It's over in England, in Trafalgar Square. There's Lord Nelson up on the pedestal there, and I think it's like 130 feet up in the air. And they had ladders just roped to the side, all the way up the tower, one on top of each other. And it was a news reporter, and he just climbed. No harnesses, no safety belts. And when the guy's close to the top, in order to get up to where his feet were, the ladder angled backwards, you know, angled out. And they just climbed right on up and climbed up to the top. And then finally, when they got to the top, that's when they hitched into a safety device.
Yeah, no thank you. That's not my forte, truthfully. I don't have a desire. Even if that was on a hoist, you know, a big hydraulic hoist lift, I wouldn't even have a desire then either, I don't think.
Wear a helmet, a hard hat, and a safety, an orange vest or a yellow vest, so they could watch him as he fell.
You can go back even further than that. You know, the iron workers building the skyscrapers back in the 30s and 40s and stuff, walking up there with nothing. That's just some crazy stuff. I remember seeing some of those old pictures.
Don't want to leave you out. Okay. I remember seeing those pictures and videos too, or some old videos, you know, or film, I guess they'd say. And they would have a lot of accidents on a construction site. I think we still do. They're just, they're more documented now.
Back in that day, it was the cost of doing business, and they just kind of figured it in, you know. Of course, nowadays, with the lawsuits, you can't do that, so they have to figure out ways. But, yeah, that was some crazy pictures. Just sitting there eating lunch, sitting on a beam, you know, 40, 50, 60 stories up or more. And it's like, oh my gosh, no thank you. But yeah, I'm at my destination too, Shane. I'll catch up with you. I'll be on and off most of the day here, but maybe we'll catch up with you a little bit later. You have a safe one, and good talking to you. We'll catch up to you a little bit later. WW4JET, it's clear.
I'm not far from mine as well, but good to hear you today. Thanks for the call. Okay.